The Townsville port's shipping schedule is crammed with live export boats into the first week of February. Bernie Brosnan is the General Manager for Southeast Asia Wellard Rural Exports, which will send about 11,000 cattle from Townsville next week. But he says Indonesia's new triannual permits have taken some pressure off exporters.
It's a sign, I guess, that there's a good requirement there. There's certainly our customers in Indonesia, and you know, with the release of the permits, 200,000 for the first trimester, that's, you know, it's bolstered confidence. So, yeah, we're moving about, and that's two small ships that we'll send out, and we'll go from there.
So are you describing things as pretty busy at the moment?
No, not for ourselves. No, not busy. This is one of these shipments. There's an extra shipment that we've actually put on. After that, we don't see ourselves doing anything much until March, to be honest. You know, with 200,000 head now issued over 4 months and not 3 months, well then, you know, the supply situation's not, there's not as much pressure on it.
Where are all the cattle coming from? You know, supply's already tight. How hard is it to source the cattle?
The cattle are coming from the usual places, Eliza. I guess it's, you know, the industry's a 12-month industry. It goes all year round. So they're being drawn from the northwest, the west, the central west. You know, there are obviously some places that supply is tight, and as a result of some good rain there around Christmas and New Year, but there are still quite a lot of properties and a lot of the region that still hasn't received rain, so some producers are still taking advantage of the high prices, I guess, and cashing their cattle out while they have a chance.
So how hard is it for you and as one of the exporters that's kind of competing at the moment to source enough cattle to fill the orders?
Well, we've been fine. I mean, you know, there has been, you know, the Christmas New Year period with all the rain was a difficult period, and that was just to do with, you know, producers not being able to get cattle out on roads. That's just a physical thing. The cattle were certainly there to contract. And with respect to the second shipment that we're doing at the moment, we simply put that on because there were surplus numbers to which we required. So we've taken advantage of that opportunity, and we've grabbed those cattle up and chartered another boat for the purpose of supplying them. So, yeah, supply at this point in time hasn't been too difficult at all.
Indonesia has indicated it will move from the quarterly permit system to a triannual system, but there, you know, it's understood that that might not in fact be happening, that the permits people have received are only valid for 3 months. Can you shed any light on that?
I think it's a little bit like the VAT, the tax that will probably be revisited. At this point in time, we're understanding that, you know, it's more likely that there'll be a dispensation for those cattle for the 4th month. So it means that you can load and discharge in that 4th month. That's a dispensation that the importers will seek from the Indonesian ministry, which is still something that I guess internally the Indonesian government ministries are. I've got to get their heads together and work it out, and I guess we'll realise what the fallout or the changes are once they notify ourselves.
The permits you have, are they only valid until, you know, in the first quarter, or are they stretched out to meet that triannual system?
For the first quarter, so for the first 3 months. However, you know, the Ag Ministry has said the 4 months. So I guess we've got to wait, really, Eliza, wait and see what the two ministries resolve between themselves.
What impact is the falling Aussie dollar having on the trade?
Well, I guess it's always a positive. The falling Aussie dollar is always a positive, especially as cattle prices go higher. And the other thing, I guess, with the announcement of the VAT tax from Indonesia being dropped in the last couple of days, well, then that certainly is better for the importers as well. So I guess a couple of positives have come out of a couple of negatives.
Bernie Brosnan from Wellard, and he was talking about the controversial 10% VAT value-added tax the Indonesian government had indicated it would place on imported cattle. Mr. Brosnan says he's of the understanding that will be removed, and the Livestock Exporters Council says it's cautiously optimistic that will happen. And meanwhile, there's no confirmation of when the JBS Stewart Abattoir will reopen for the year.